Most gracious God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. No longer servants. This scripture is really tied to the scripture we heard last week about the vine. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, then you will produce much fruit, but without me you can't do anything. So last week, remember how Pastor Scott began? He began by speaking German, as if he was greeting somebody who would understand German. And he also spoke in Spanish and greeted somebody, people, talked about people he would greet in Spanish. Or he talked about Creole and he would speak a greeting for somebody in Haiti. And so he said that all these languages are very important, but he said there's another common united language. And he said the common united language is love. And so, thinking about the common united language of love, that reminded me of visiting an elderly woman who was in a nursing home. She was not able to speak, and she was usually sleeping. Like a baby, she was lovingly cared for by staff, by family, by friends. And the language of love was evident in her care and the people sharing compassion, the people sharing kindness surrounding her. Early one morning, I was with her daughter and son-in-law as we were standing by her bed. And we saw that she was resting. But there was a moment she looked over toward the window, and there was an expression of joy on her face. And then she turned back, and she peacefully died. It was one of those holy moments of that language of God's love, God's presence. And we surely felt it in that moment. So we, as followers of Jesus, are called to love each other. As the Father has loved me, I too have loved you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. So I think about, remember last week we talked about the vine grows, and attached to it are all these branches, and the vine is Jesus, and we are to be the branches closely connected to Jesus. So we think about these close mutual relationships, and we think about where do we see close relationships? Well, Bonnie and Doug farm near Woolsey, South Dakota. And once a year, they go to Tree of Life to serve. They decided, we really want to go on mission trips. But they looked at the responsibilities of farming and said, I don't know how we can do this. But about 20 years ago, they decided one day a year, they could gather up some things and they could go and serve for one day. And so that's been their tradition. So fortunately, I moved to Miller in 2008 to serve the church there. And so I got to go with them to Tree of Life. So we would meet, and then usually it was the first week in November, and we would go to Tree of Life. Okay, so we were parked with a pickup, and the first thing that Doug does, he gets out a little stool because Bonnie has arthritis so bad it's really hard for her to step down. So he has a stool there and helps her down. And then she said, oh, it's chilly. I need my sweatshirt. And he stood there and they talked and laughed while he helped her put on her sweatshirt. You knew this was not the first time. It would not be the last time. It was probably hundreds of times, maybe thousands of times, that they would laugh and talk together as they were working together and he would care for her. That was so heartwarming for me. It nearly brought tears to my eyes watching them. But it's a routine. It's a daily routine, that caring. And that's what we're called to do, is make ourselves at home, that is to remain in Jesus, to abide with Jesus, and to share Jesus' love in everyday routine matters. So So what steps do we take? How are we intentional about keeping Christ's commandment? And the root commandment is love one another. And loving one another leads to joy, complete joy. I have said, says Jesus, these things to you so that my joy will be in you and your joy will be complete. This is my commandment. Love each other as I have loved you. No one has greater love than to give up one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. Well, last fall, there was an insert in our bulletins, and it talked about Hurricane Harvey mission. And I looked at that, and I said, oh, Pastor Mark and Lisa Johnson from Hot Springs were going to lead it. And I thought, oh, that's great to go with them. So they were going to Houston, Texas, to an area that's a rural area called Liberty. Wow, it was awesome. Now, you have someone you can talk to. I don't think you have your T-shirt on, Ron, but you can talk to Ron Borgman. He can tell you about it, too. But it was so awesome. And we had 11 people. The youngest was 17. The oldest was 74. So we had quite a variety. And so we went to the rural part of the Houston area, and we went to this little blue house along the Trinity River. It belonged to Mary. And so we thought about Mary a lot. And let's see, what happens with it? Our job was to do the demolition, to gut it on the inside. So, you know, and you might understand and you might guess, demolition is not my thing. But look at all that debris that's left. Ah, I can carry things out to the junk pile just. And so there were four of us. We would meet each other coming and going to the junk pile with our debris from the inside. So I think the people working inside really appreciated that. And so, and then I got to ask to do something wonderful. The last day, Lisa said to me, would you sweep the front porch and would you sweep the ramps? There's two ramps there. And I said, sure, I'll do that. And, of course, it meant removing all the dead plants she had sitting on her porch and putting them down on the ground and removing everything to sweep. Really, I needed a shovel to shovel that sand. But it worked out pretty well. So that was awesome. But while we were there, we kept thinking of Mary and wondering how she was doing and how she was staying with friends and wondering if she had any idea what was happening with her home. But it was 3 days of hard work, and we counted it all as joy to be helping during that Thanksgiving week. It was a language of love, as we were called to be volunteers in mission, servants, and yet we were, in effect, Mary's friends who came to share with love. So, thinking about friends, the depth of friendship. You are my friends, says Jesus. I don't call you servants any longer because servants don't know what the master is doing. Instead, I have called you friends because everything I heard from my Father, I have made known to you. So Jesus shared all he knew from God the Father, and we are the beneficiaries of that. So we think about the word friend. A literal translation of the word friend is loved one. Loved one. Well, last Sunday, our service projects were all about caring for our loved ones. Not as servants, but joyfully serving as friends. Oh, you saw the show. Some made May baskets, others worked in gardens, some worked quilting, some washed windows, some mowed, some had a variety of ways of sharing God's language in words and deeds. So, okay, so you see somebody who's wearing one of these shirts, you just step up to them and ask them, well, how was your servicing last weekend for serving? How was that experience a joyful serving time? And then Jesus talked about producing in joy and serving lasting fruit. You didn't choose me, but I chose you and anointed you so that you could go and produce fruit, so that your fruit could last. So what is fruit that lasts? For all of us who are called to follow Jesus, what is fruit that lasts? Well, we find it in Galatians 5:22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, is joy, is peace. It is patience, it is kindness, it is goodness, it is faithfulness, it is gentleness, and it is self-control. Doug and Bonnie, who farm on the Woolsey area, have been going on these annual mission trips, you know, for 20 years, usually in early November to serve. And they invite friends to come along. So they meet together and they bring whatever there is. They bring clothing or food or kitchen items or furniture or, oh my goodness, whatever. And yes, I am blessed. I am blessed because Bonnie is a friend from my and my sister Ida's youth. Bonnie was a member of the Carpenter United Methodist Church. Now, I don't expect that you would know where Carpenter is, about 35 miles from Huron. But this is the size of Carpenter. It's one square block. And right over here is the church. So what a joy it is to have a blessing, a friendship renewed, and to be a part of serving. And it is a great time of joy when we go to Tree of Life. Not as volunteers, but as friends who share what we have with people and share being together. We especially enjoy Sunny at the thrift shop. She always seems just like her name, Sunny. And there are lots of people at Tree of Life who are amazing leaders and amazingly compassionate and caring for one another. Jesus' root word command is love one another. Let's continue to love one another, serving not only on a service Sunday, not only as volunteers, but as friends, always discovering joy in Jesus. Now, John Wesley has a rule, and I would like to repeat a phrase, and then you repeat it after me, please. Okay, so this is, you feel like you're in Sunday school now, okay? Ready? Do all the good you can. Do all the good you can. By all the means you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can, as long as ever you can. You did very well. Thank you. May we produce an abundance of the Holy Spirit's gifts of love, of joy, of peace, of kindness, of goodness, of faithfulness, of gentleness, and self-control. Sharing God's love everywhere, no longer as servants, but as friends of Jesus, loving one another in the process. Amen.